The first week of the 89th General Assembly in Little Rock is ending today. Much of the legislation to be discussed over the next few months is still being considered and written. As Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis reports, two legislators from Northwest Arkansas are drafting a bill to deal with the problem of wage theft.
Two state legislators from Northwest Arkansas are working toward a bill aimed at curbing the practice of wage theft. District 86 Representative Greg Letting is behind the proposed bill.
Basically, we're just looking to enforce some existing law to make sure that employees who quit or are terminated are able to get their any wages owed to them as quickly as possible without placing a burden on the employer.
He says that the proposed bill would give employees the means to go to the state's Department of Labor to get help obtaining wages that are owed to them. This isn't the first time that Letting has pushed an anti-wage theft bill. During the last General Assembly, he filed House Bill 1881, which failed on its third reading.
There were some concerns from a few of our Republican colleagues about what happens if an employee quits or is terminated and is owed wages, but perhaps still has some property of the company in his or her possession, and maybe that property is even worth more than the wages that are still owed. They were concerned that this would somehow prevent the companies from being able to go and get that property back. I think we've maybe worked that issue out.
The main provision of the bill, as it was written last time around and as it will likely be presented during this session, stated that an employer be required to pay all wages in full no later than 7 days after an employee is discharged, or no later than the regularly scheduled payday for the pay period worked. In addition, Letting says that this time, the bill has bipartisan support. State Senator John Woods of Springdale, who as a member of the House last session voted for the bill, says he will back the new bill on the Senate side of the legislature when it comes out of the House.
I've agreed to help Greg with that, and it's a bill that he's extremely passionate about as well. And I look forward to, good bipartisanship spirit in Little Rock and working together with him and helping the individuals out that worked hard for their money. And, if they're let go and, the employer doesn't need to be holding that money for 6 months or a year, they need to make good on the payments that individual worked hard for that money. They need to be paid in a quick manner and, relatively very short time period after being let go or laid off, whatever the circumstance might be.
Woods says that if the bill is successful, enforcement would require employees know who to call if they aren't being paid by employers in a timely manner.
We have individuals that people in the community can call and reach to if they're having complaints or problems or issues that they can contact, and we'll make sure and have those numbers and contact information out and do a marketing campaign to individuals and which office to contact, but we'll have that under the supervision of an agency where they can help out.
That agency would be the Arkansas Department of Labor. The department currently allows some employees to file claims for unpaid wages, but only if the employee in question makes less than $25,000 per year, and only if that employee is owed less than $2,000. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.